Kobach says the list was compiled in part by county election officials who attended naturalization ceremonies last year to help new citizens register to vote and found that some already were.
But the great problem here is we can identify a few. We have specifically found 115, but that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Tabitha Lehman testified that 32 came from her county, but only 5 of those voted, and she had no evidence that any of them knowingly defrauded the system. Most of the other names came from cross-referencing a list of temporary driver's license holders, who are often non-citizens. At Kobach's insistence, thousands of Kansans who had registered to vote without proof of citizenship saw their registration suspended last summer. A court intervened, striking down the dual registration policy just days before the August primaries. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Andy Marceau.